Now, when do you want to do your new feature?
Now.
Okay, are you ready?
I think so, yeah.
How confident do you feel?
I was just going to busk it, aren't we?
Okay, yes, well, that's what I'm worried about. Alad?
Yes.
Are you ready?
Yes.
How confident do you feel?
I know nothing about football, so I'm going into this blind, but I've spoken to several people who are football fans.
Spurkin?
Sounded a bit like Mark Lawrence in there when you said Spurkin.
And they're all obviously talking to me about football. I'm like, I have no idea where that is, but let's go for it.
All right. Well, shall I like do the end of the news? Like
we do on Five Live?
And the weather for today, it will be cold, continuing with a cold spell, with winds coming from the sky and the clouds in the sky. BBC Radio 1, it's just after 9 minutes past nine. With Dave Vitti.
Welcome to 909 with me, Dave Vitti. Your chance to have your say about the weekend's football. You have just 9 seconds to make your point. We have the callers standing by now. So what I will do is ask them their name, their club, and what their point is, and then their 9 seconds to make their point will follow. Once the 9 seconds are up, you'll hear a klaxon, and then we will move on to the next person. So, line number one, name, club, point.
Tom from Swansea. Arsenal fan. Arsenal rubbish. Wenger's lost it, but we're still better than Leeds, Liverpool and Everton.
Line two, name, club, point.
Jerry, Leeds United fan. Why have Leeds sold Johnny Harrison for $2 million when it will take $4 million to replace him?
Good point.
It's a very good point. Line three, name, club, point.
Jay, Arsenal fan. Fed up with Arsene Wenger, we're rubbish.
Oh.
And depressed.
You got a few seconds left.
And finally, line number four, name, club, point.
Hi, it's Mark from Norwich. Just wanted to phone up and say Ken Bates is doing a great job at Leeds United. Should be given more time. By the way, I'm a Man United fan.
Oh, well, of course.
Living in Norwich. Lovely.
It's your football phone-in. The UK's shortest football debate. 909.
With Comedy Dave.
On Radio 1.
So there you have it, 909. Back again next week, possibly your chance to have your say very briefly on the weekend's football.
Who's on next week?
Next week? What, guest-wise?
Yeah, do you have any guests coming on?
Might be Robbie Savage.
Right. Or Dion Dublin. Or Keith Chegwin.
Yeah. One of those three.
Have you ever guessed on who's not a football professional? All right, guys. Say goodbye.
Goodbye.
909 is an It's a Doddle production for BBC Radio 1.
Well, I thought that went very well, Dave.
As a pilot, that was all right, wasn't it?
For the first time, definitely.
Do you want to... Who's in charge of Five Live? Do we want to get over to them and go, look, it's a great feature?
Well, the thing is, I mean, they would argue that they've got something similar already.
No. No, theirs is a long, drawn-out version of this.
Right. That's all you need.
Yeah. I wasn't sure about the... It seems to be Arsenal and Leeds getting a kick in there,
Well, 6:06 last night was all Arsenal fans moaning about Wenger.
We just won. We won 3-1 yesterday.
I know. And you came from behind.
Can't believe you're not going to get into football, Alad, when you can hear, quite plainly.
A lot of passion.
I like the music that you've chosen.
That was Matt Fincham chose
that. Really good.
It's good, isn't it?
It's a good contribution.
Sounded very Five Live, I thought. No,
that was good. Another It's a Doddle production for BBC Radio 1.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, it was. And the sexy lady and guy at the beginning was Sarah and Dev.
Really?
Yeah.
It's your football phone-in. The UK's shortest football debate. 909.
With Comedy Dave.
On Radio 1.
That's very good.
Mm. Sounds proper, doesn't it?
It does.
I wish you'd farm that out and charge them like $5,000 for making those. It's a Doddle production.
I like that.
I'd love to know what's happening on Radio 1 for the rest of the day.
Alan! Coming up today on BBC Radio 1 at 10 o'clock. It's